Newport Beach First Responders Awarded for Life-Saving Efforts. Newport Beach, California. We're having some mechanical issues right now. Huntington Beach Police Officer Nicholas Vela, 44, broadcasted over police radio from helicopter HB1, according to the National Transportation Safety Board. We're going down, he said. Seconds after the helicopter's final transmission, Vela and his pilot crashed into the waters of Newport Harbor in a hard, downward right rotation, which would inevitably be fatal for Officer Vela, but leave the pilot in need of rescue on the night of February 19. Andrew Belvin, a seasonal lifeguard with the city of Newport Beach, happened to be on a nearby dock when he saw the helicopter go down. Without hesitation, he started running from the dock, taking off whatever he had on, down to his underwear, and jumped in. Newport Beach Fire Chief Jeff Boyles told the audience of the 24th annual Newport Beach Fire and Lifeguard Appreciation Dinner on September 20. You have to think this is February. The water is cold, it's dark, and you cannot see where the helicopter went, and you do not even know if the rotors are still turning, Boyles said. All he knows at this point is that two people went down, and he's going in. He would go on to bring the pilot of HB1 to safety at a nearby dock where he continued to stay in the water assisting in the rescue until additional first responders arrived to assist in the operation. It was soon after when Newport Beach Fire Department and lifeguards arrived after navigating through heavy traffic. Firefighters Jim Boland, Mark Garman, and Travis Shook arrived on scene and immediately began clearing civilians from the crash area, while Newport Beach lifeguard Andy Hayes, who donned scuba gear for the operation and jumped in with water clarity reported being less than 1 foot of visibility. The situation became a multi-agency operation once Newport Beach police officers Heather Thompson, Kelsey Parrish, and Benjamin Arnett came on scene and saw the immediate need to enter the water when they switched out their police gear for swimsuits before joining the operation with firefighters and lifeguards. Each of them dove down several times searching in the cold, dark, aviation fuel-laden waters for the missing helicopter co-pilot, Boyle said. For their heroic efforts, the firefighters and lifeguards were awarded the department's Distinguished Medal of Valor before an audience of over 350 attendees. The dinner, located at the Hyatt Regency in Newport Beach, was hosted by the local Commodores Club and Chamber of Commerce. We are surrounded by the finest men and women dedicated to upholding and delivering the standard of excellence and of safety and security that we enjoy as business owners and residents here in Newport Beach, Newport Beach Chamber of Commerce President Steve Rosansky said to the audience. Cardiac arrest rescue. It was later in the ceremony when an elementary-aged child who was rescued after full pediatric cardiac arrest while at the Newport Beach Tennis Club on July 11 arrived on stage with his family to help with the presentation of the life-saving awards given to the Newport Beach Fire Department's Jim Bolin, Jeff Caffey, Peter Garcia, Jeremiah Martin, and Aaron Reed. With most of the responding crew receiving updated training on pediatric cardiac arrests just a few weeks before, two of the group's team paramedics arrived on site who happened to be coming from that very same training. It's just pure serendipity, actually, Boyle said. Accomplishing a rapid assessment and performing the latest medical treatments ensured had the best chance possible of surviving his sudden cardiac arrest. The child's family members also presented the awardees each with their own customized watches to which they set to the time of when their child's heart stopped. They were then instructed to set the time to the present. As we stand in this moment, the fact is that you have given us the undeniable gift of time with our child, the child's father said to the first responders at the ceremony. I do not know what inspired you to choose your profession or whatever point in your life you choose to dedicate yourself to be in a position of making a life-changing difference, but you can be called heroes, he said. For heroic rescues and work dedication, first responders and department civilians were awarded the following. Awards of Merit, Aaron Brown, Chad Duncan, and Jude Olivas. Medal of Valor Awards, Andrew Belden, Mark Garman, Andy Hayes, Travis Shook, Jimmy Strack. Letters of Commendation, Jason Ainer and Carly Christian. Life-Saving Awards, Jim Boland, Jeff Caffey, Peter Garcia, Jeremiah Martin, and Aaron Reed. Seasonal Lifeguard of the Year, Foster Hughes. Lifeguard Supervisor of the Year, John Mitchell. Civilian of the Year, Ralph Gerardo. Firefighter of the Year, Chad Spiker.